Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you people. I just know it is the Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in. What a week, man. People got paid this week, didn't they? People got paid this week. Lucky to be Manny Machado. Lucky to be Bryce Harper. Major League Baseball never lets us down, does it, people? Whew, what an amazing week. Seriously, no joke. The Celtics, they continue to struggle. The NBA is interesting in general when you think about it. The Lakers, not going to make the playoffs. LeBron James, I said it before the season, going to be a real, real tough season for those guys and going to be a tough way for him to start his career there in Los Angeles. And then, wow, man, oh, man, just NCAA basketball, March Madness, right around the corner, people, right around the corner. Loving that, loving it. 1-800-878-7529, by the way, to get in on the action with me. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. So much to get into. Like I said, the golf was awesome too, man. I don't know if you happen to catch the golf, people, but another first time winner on the PGA Tour, man. And that, to me, that's what I love most about the PGA Tour is that you always have first time winners. So, man, oh man, just another cool weekend on the PGA Tour. Kevin Mitchell getting it done, beating good guys too, by the way, guys like Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler. So it wasn't like he just walked through some lousy players. Keith Mitchell did his job beating some really, really good players. Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler, Ryan Fowler, you name it, man. He took care of it. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. I'll be back. Let's get into it, people. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson. Nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is still probably happening for many of you in some way, shape, or form. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Want to talk about an interesting story, at least to me. Pretty cool story, in a way, if you like things like this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has decided to sell, we all heard about this, I'm sure, his memorabilia from all those championships and some of the things that he did in the NBA. And you may be wondering, like, why would a guy want to do this? And for a moment, I was thinking the same thing when I first heard it, because I'm like, wow, this guy is, you know, the only guy in the history of the game that, in my recollection, has ever had a shot that nobody could block. The skyhook. And you know what? He was an amazing player, and he had that hardware, and I just couldn't think of why this guy would want to sell it. But then you read about what he does and why he's getting rid of it. It's not because he needed the money, which is cool. To me, that's extremely cool. But no. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has a foundation, the Skyhook Foundation, a charity that helps kids learn about science, technology, engineering, and math. And the items went for nearly $3 million. So I think that all in all said, $3 million is a lot of money that can go a long way for those kids, to help them gain knowledge and wisdom and education. Education. Which was pretty cool as well when you heard about, we all knew that the combine was going on as well over the weekend. And you heard a lot of those people that were speaking to some of those potential draftees. And you know what the message was? Whether you want to believe it or not, the message was education. Education, education, education. It's what I've been saying for a long, long time. And speaking of that, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a well-educated guy himself. But man, oh man, just in my humble opinion, kind of a cool story to see a guy like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar donating that money to his foundation, the Skyhook Foundation. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, I want to get into the NBA for a little bit too. Why not? Talking about the guy who was maybe one of the greatest players, maybe the greatest player too of all time. You never know. Depends on how you look at things, to be quite honest. Everybody has their own way that they think they know who's the best. But I only know one guy that didn't have a shot that couldn't be blocked, and that was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. All right, so let's get into some of the things going on in today's NBA. Trae Young making a push, by the way. He did get ejected in a basketball game, which was probably foolish. Probably by him and the referee that decided to toss him. But anyways, does get ejected, and he's making a good push. Luka Doncic is probably going to win it, but Trae Young can ball. And the name I'm leaving out is DeAndre Ayton, who's the guy here in Phoenix, Arizona, where the Dorfman comes to you each and every Sunday night for me, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For those of you that listen to me when I start, actually 11 p.m. in Phoenix, a little later than that. And then whatever your time is, wherever you are in the world. But that's beside the point. Point is that I didn't mention DeAndre Ayton here in Phoenix. Because I just don't think he's that guy. I think the Suns missed out. I really do. But luckily for them, they'll have another shot at one of those high draft picks. Because they stink once again. No surprise, they stink. No veteran leadership. What's going on with the Boston Celtics? They can't seem to buy a win lately, can they? Is it the fact that Brad Stevens is not really a guy that's known for being able to be a front runner? When you think of how he's had his success throughout his whole coaching career at Butler, Mid-American Conference, right? Small school, underdog school, overachievers, not the best athletes, right? But now he's got this squad in Boston where they've got a ton of ballers. They've got so much talent. I just don't think that he knows exactly quite how to use it all quite yet. Will he figure it out in time for this year's playoffs? I don't know. Because the spiral that they're on is not a good one. 3-7 over their last 10 games. And a lot of them, they're not even close. They're getting beat pretty badly. And when they do make runs, it's when Kyrie is not on the floor. But everybody thinks they're better with Kyrie than without Kyrie. I'm going to play the other side, man. I don't think so. I think they're better without Kyrie, and I think you're going to see him gone after the year because I don't think Boston's going to have a lot of success in the playoffs. I think they look, here's what could easily happen. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, man, I see it easily. I see Philadelphia sneaking into the third spot, and I see Indiana drifting into the fourth spot, and you have Indiana playing Boston in the first round. Indiana's going to wind up beating Boston in the first round if they have home court advantage. And then it's going to be very interesting what happens there in the offseason. But I'll tell you right now, it'll wind up with at least Kyrie not being there. 1-800-878-7529. Boston Celtic fan, where the hell you at? I know this is pissing you off. I know this is getting you hot. I know this is getting you mad because, hey, look, man, you're used to a lot of success, man. 80s, Bird, McHale, Parrish, DJ. And then in the 2000s, KG, P squared, Ray Allen. Boston is used to having success, man. So this has got to be pretty tough to swallow. And don't be surprised if they get ousted in the first round. And I think Philadelphia, again, they slip up to 3. Indiana slips down to 4. Only a half a game separates them. What's a successful season for the Milwaukee Bucks? Well, you have to get out of the first round. Yeah, I think you have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And ultimately, I think you want to get to the finals. They lead the league in a lot of statistical categories as a team, or at the top in many, many categories. May have the MVP of the league in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, by the way, can play many minutes and get you a lot of numbers, play not a lot of minutes and get you a lot of numbers too. The dude is just so fun to watch. If you haven't seen enough of him, please, I encourage you. I really encourage you. Over the past, the last little bit of this season, watch this guy play. He is an absolute baller. Toronto, you know, look, they're still playing pretty well. I think that they're absolutely a threat to get out of the Eastern Conference. But I really think it's a, I think it's a, like a three-team race. Milwaukee, Toronto, Philadelphia has a really good lineup. I think Indiana's going to miss Victor Oladipo, and Boston, I think they're just swimming way too much right now. So that's pretty much the Eastern Conference. I'll probably come back, talk a little Western Conference, maybe put a complete cap on the East. But, man, oh, man, the NBA. We're getting interesting, man. NBA playoffs just right around the corner. Right around the corner. All right, folks, I'm going to take a pause for the cause. Get at me. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. It's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Eber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
How about that guy?
That's right, baby. Welcome back. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. You know the place to do it. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Well, before I left you, I was talking NBA basketball, the saga that's going on there in Boston. Are they better without Kyrie? Are they better with Kyrie? A lot of people feel they're better with him. I think they're better without. I think we're going to find out after this season that they're better without. Until then, they're going to battle. They're going to scrap. They're going to claw. But I think they're going to wind up bouncing in the first round. And then I think it's going to get real interesting. Could be the same way for Philadelphia if they don't do a lot of noise, have a lot of great success in the postseason. They feel like they're built to win right now. And Milwaukee is the shocker, the surprise. Toronto, everybody knew was going to be good. So we'll see what happens. See what happens in the East. But if you look at the numbers, Milwaukee's the best in the division. They're 12-1. They're the best in the conference. They're 32-8. Analytics and statistical numbers, they don't lie. They're the best team defensively, +9. And to be honest with you, that goes for the whole NBA. So they're the best defensive team in the NBA. And they can score a ton. Right up there with Golden State. Those two teams, they lead the league. Golden State 1, Milwaukee 2. And I think that that's what people have to understand. When it comes down to it, those things, they do mean something. You play the regular season because you try to jockey and put yourself in the best position to have the most success when the postseason comes. Makes sense, doesn't it? So I hate when people say, oh, you can throw that all out the window. They haven't won a series. I'm talking about Milwaukee since 2001. That's true, but that's not this team. This team has proven all year they can do it. So will it be different in the postseason? Maybe. But that'll be because the team outplays them, not because they didn't deserve to get all the accolades and all the credit that they've had all season long. They've played incredible basketball, new coach, a lot of new faces. By the end of the time that we're at now, a lot of new faces. Gasol, the newest to join the club, Pau Gasol. The Mirotić deal at the deadline. The Brook Lopez signing in the offseason. Just so many good moves. They've all paid off. They totally paid off. See if it pays off in the postseason. First team to – hey, another good sign. First team to punch their ticket to the playoffs, Milwaukee Bucks. Pretty impressive. Before Golden State, people. Before Golden State, and that which leads me to my next where I'm going to go, and that is the Western Conference. Talked about the East a long time. Golden State back on top, not surprised. Got a game and a half lead over the Nuggets, 5-game lead over the Thunder and Portland. And I think this is probably how things may wind up. You may get Portland and Houston flip-flopping or I think Houston could get up to number 3. Maybe get up to Oklahoma City. But those two teams are on a virtual tie, Oklahoma City and Portland. And they only have to make up a game, Houston. So I do see Houston getting to that 3 spot. can't catch Denver, can't catch Golden State. I think that that's going to be your little jockeying right there. I don't think Utah is going to catch either Oklahoma City or Portland. So I think you're going to have Houston playing Utah in the first round, and that'll be a little bit of a mix-up. And I think the story of the Western Conference, quite frankly, it's not LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers not making the playoffs, because I thought that was going to happen before the season started. I truly, truly did. There is no joke in that. I think the story is the other team in L.A. The fact that they basically just fire-sold that whole squad. And the fact that they're still in the place, not even in the – they're not just in the postseason. They're in the seventh spot. And they have a game lead or a half a game lead over San Antonio. And I think – you know what? I think the Clippers are going to hang in the seventh spot. And that's going to be a tough matchup for Denver. Going to be a very tough matchup if that's the way things wind up. And I do think it winds up that those two will be playing each other, the 2-7s matchup. San Antonio is going to sneak in because Sacramento isn't all that good. Still a lot of young faces, and we know that LA is just not very good. And what's crazy about that, what is really crazy about that, they've gotten worse since Lonzo Ball has been off the floor. They were probably worse when Lonzo was not on the floor than when LeBron wasn't on the floor. I'd like to see those numbers. I'd like to seriously look at the stretches of how, when those guys were out, what the numbers were. I know the defense has gotten worse without Lonzo on the floor. And I'm not saying Lonzo's any good. I'm just saying, wow, this is a really dysfunctional Los Angeles Laker team. And there's no way in hell Luke Walton survives this thing. I'm surprised he hasn't been fired yet, for crying out loud. And it may damn well not be his fault either. They just may be that bad, seriously. A bunch of individual guys, young kids that don't know how to play this game yet. What the hell was LeBron walking into? I don't think LeBron realized how bad it was going to be in L.A. I really don't. There's no way LeBron thought it was going to be this bad. I think LeBron thought that he could guide this team somehow, some way into the postseason. He could get anybody into the postseason. I think that that's the way he felt. I really do. Well, we learned that LeBron is human, man. That's what we learned. If there's a takeaway for me on the season, my takeaway is that LeBron James is very human. Now, that's a major takeaway. Unable to get this bunch of characters, the Brandon Inghams, the Kyle Kuzmas, the Lonzo Balls, into the postseason. And man, oh man, you know who has been really, really quiet all for a long, long time now? And not just since his kid's been out, but since even before that. LaVar Ball, man, he's been on lockdown. I mean, he's been on radio shows. I get that. I get it. And when he gets that opportunity, he is talking all kinds of junk. We know that. But as far as getting involved with the Lakers, they got that guy on wraps. So I think the biggest story from L.A. is not the Lakers not making the postseason and how LeBron changes the culture. I think it's the L.A. Clippers and the fact that they sold away everybody, or gave everybody away. However you choose to say it. But what they did is they were freeing up money. I know that they're trying to get that cash for next season. We all know that. I get it. But man, oh man, that's an incredible story if you ask me. They just continue to scrap and claw, and that's the kind of guys they have. That's the kind of players they have. I think you have to give Doc Rivers a lot of credit, man. Has coached really, really fantastic. So that to me is a huge story. Will Utah turn it up a little bit like they were able to in the postseason? Will they be another tough out? And what a matchup that would be if they play Oklahoma City in the first round. Again, I think it's going to wind up being Houston playing them. And then it's going to be Oklahoma City and Portland in that 4-5 spot playing each other. And I don't exactly know who gets what, but some interesting first-round matchups, at least on paper and as far as the records go. I don't exactly know what the head-to-head matchups are as I'm looking at this stuff right now between those teams. But and again, I'm changing it a little bit because it currently goes Golden State, Denver, Oklahoma City, Portland, Houston, Utah, the Clippers, and San Antonio, Sacramento, and the Lakers both on the outside looking in. And to be quite frank, I don't think they can make it. Sacramento is now a full three games out. And the Lakers, get this, man, 4.5 games out. So pretty much fork those guys. I mean, absolutely fork those guys. So I think things will change a little bit, but I do think you're going to have Golden State Warriors doing what they do and showing everybody who's boss once again in the Western Conference. But Houston's dangerous, man. I do think Houston's a little bit dangerous. And we'll continue wrapping this and get into a bunch of other stuff on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into. 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See Associates for details.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
We
wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky.
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy.
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was. The weekend that still may be going for you people. 1-800-878-7529. Always thinking about sports on my mind. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there, too. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I want to talk a little NFL. Because if you didn't know, big news, lots of big news. From the combine to Nick Foles, going to be a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he'll be reunited with the guy who he had a lot of success with in Philadelphia, DeFilippo. So I think this is a good matchup. I really do. I think it's a good pairing. And, you know, if you believe in systems and guys will prevail and guys will be successful in different types of systems, then this was an exceptional move by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because if you remember what happened when these guys were together a couple years ago, not only did they win, they got to the Super Bowl and they really did well. They won that whole thing. We all know that. And Nick Foles was the MVP of the Super Bowl. So I like this pairing a lot. I really do. I think it's a good move. Which leads me to my next point. We'll go to the combine for a moment. Kyler Murray measured up a little bit taller than people expected. Good news for him. Real good news for him. Because that makes him potentially the number one draft in this year's draft. So if Cliff Kingsbury comes through on what he said a couple of years back about Kyler Murray, well, then this seems like it's going to be a match made in heaven. And it seems like that would be a perfect fit for how Cliff Kingsbury could have success with his system for the Arizona Cardinals. And that's what it's all about, people. You may wonder what the hell the Arizona Cardinals are doing, because truth be told, I wonder what the hell they're doing too. But you have to give a guy the pieces that he thinks he needs to go out there and be successful with his system. And Cliff Kingsbury is supposed to be a guy that's going to bring offense to the Arizona Cardinals. And he's a guy that loves to run the RPO. And Kyler Murray is a perfect fit for a guy to run the RPO for Cliff Kingsbury. Do you see where I'm going here? Alrighty, so I'm sorry, man. I had to just kind of keep myself getting them going here with 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, people. Getting back to my thought. Again, if you think that giving a guy all the pieces he needs to have success, then Kyler Murray makes a lot of sense for Cliff Kingsbury to pick up right there at number one for the Arizona Cardinals. Unless you can obviously trade down maybe a couple slots, trade your number one pick, and still get Kyler Murray somewhere else. But the point is I think that that's a perfect fit. I think that that makes sense, and I think it's pretty obvious that Josh Rosen will be packing his bags. And again, I'm going to go back to this. You may wonder what the hell the Arizona Cardinals are doing, because I do too. You got rid of Steve Wilks 1 year. If Cliff Kingsbury and this whole thing falls apart, well, you're going to be getting rid of this guy in 2 or 3 years. And I guess that's the question. If your leash was that tight with Steve Wilks, how tight is your leash going to be with this guy? Because I'm sorry, you can't expect him to have success the first year he comes into this league. It's just not, it's not reasonable. It's not reasonable. And I think that's the point about Steve Wilks in his first year. I think the expectations were unreasonable. Did you want him to be 3-13? No, of course not, man. Of course not. But if you really thought that they were going to make the playoffs, I think you were smoking something. I really do. So get your guy who's Kyler Murray. Decide how long you're going to give this guy to have to make something happen. And I'm talking about Cliff Kingsbury. And probably Kyler Murray, too, because the two are going to be known, if it happens, to be packaged together hand in hand. So give him the tools or what he thinks he needs as the tools to go out there and be successful. And set a timetable. But it can't be 1 year. It can't be 1 year. And I think that that's the mistake that they made with Steve Wilks. When everything else is said and done, the mistake they made there was you gave this guy 1 year. I don't know who you thought was what. I guess I don't know what you thought you were going to make happen. Did you really think you were going to make the playoffs with Steve Wilks in the first year? Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom, man. And I actually think Steve Wilks would have figured it out, but that's beside the point because he's gone. But get your guy. I guess that's the point of the story here is get your guy, because that's what the Jaguars are going to be doing with Nick Foles. When March 13th rolls around and they can make this thing a go, and see, that's the thing about sports these days now is we already know that that's what's going to happen. But it'll be official March 13th. Another perfect fit. Going to get his guy. And that's the thing about the draft, too, that I find so funny. When you listen to Kuiper and McShay and all these guys, and they're breaking things down. A can't-miss guy. How many times have we heard people say can't miss guy and then they're a miss guy? Because of injuries or, God forbid, something happens negatively off the field. Substance abuse. Other kinds of issues that these guys find themselves in. But yeah, man, I don't think there's anything as a surefire thing in the NFL draft. I think that's just something people like to throw around like it's going to stick or something like that. You got to get lucky no matter what. Speaking of lucky, Antonio Brown may really not realize how lucky he was. If he winds up going somewhere where he doesn't have an awesome quarterback, Hall of Famer, a guy that can sling it out to him like a Ben Roethlisberger, maybe he would have been better off staying home. And you saw the series that they probably had on him, the interview. I think that any time that dude opens his mouth, he's hurting himself. I'm sorry. Zip it. Zip it, dude. Zip it. If I'm his agent, I tell him, Joe, shut up. Don't say another word, man. I think ultimately, man, I think he should have said, listen, I want this interview that I'm doing to come out after I get signed. Because I'll tell you what, entitlement comes to my mind. It really does. Comes to my mind, man. At the end of the day, these dudes are probably the luckiest people in the world. Yeah, they got a lot of pressure on them to catch a ball and to show up to practice and to go to team meetings and to get on planes to make it to a game. Are you kidding me right now? They're living a childhood dream, for crying out loud. That's what they're doing. And they're getting paid a really good amount of money to do it. Is Antonio Brown underpaid? Sure. Of course. Of course. I'm with you on that, AB. I'm with you. But I'm not with you on the way that this whole thing has been handled. I feel like any time that the Steelers were trying to show him discipline, he would react in a negative way, in like a spoiled brat kind of way. All they were trying to do, if you ask me, is say, look, we are the guys who are in charge. Whether it's true or not, they were trying to say, look, we're in charge. And ultimately, we've got control of the future of what happens with you here in Pittsburgh. And it didn't seem to me like this would be something that was totally unrepairable. I'm sorry. That to me is where this whole thing goes wild to me. How in the world was this totally unrepairable? Because it didn't seem to be that much. Yeah, you look, you're upset. You're not getting paid the way you should be. The owner or the GM, whatever, whoever the guy was that said Big Ben's got 52 kids in there. Look, whether it's true or not, I get it, man. You're all grown men. I get it. I totally get it. But in a way, what he said was wrong. Don't get me wrong. What he said was wrong and how he said it, for sure. And I don't think he meant what he said, though. That's really what I don't believe. I think what he really meant is, look, Big Ben has all these guys that he's in charge of, and Big Ben has to be the voice of reason for everybody, and he's got to be able to keep everybody's head cool, calm, and collected. But he went and said it completely wrong, if you ask me. That thing should have been dealt with. That thing should have been handled, man. That's what I'm saying. I think AB is going to find out that life somewhere else, really without that great quarterback like a Big Ben Roethlisberger, a Hall of Famer, life ain't so great in the NFL. All right, I got to take another pause for the cause. I'm going to do it. Come back, do what I always do, wrap things up with that final thought. I'm Andy Dorf. You know you're listening to the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you. Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Then listen up. Studies show lack of sleep causes stress, irritability, weight gain, and even death. But you already know how bad it is when you don't get enough sleep, don't you? You've tried sleeping pills with their annoying and potentially dangerous side effects. Maybe you've wasted money on the latest miracle pillow that promises a good night's sleep. Have any of these worked? If not, I may have your solution. It's convenient, inexpensive, has zero side effects, and it flat out works. So if you want to experience deep, restful sleep starting tonight, visit www.sleepmusic.com. This weird little known trick is already helping thousands of people around the world experience better sleep, deeper rest, and happier mornings. And with a full 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, what have you got to lose? Visit sleepmusic.com to see how this amazing sleep solution can help you. Use promo code RADIO to get $10 off. That's www.sleepmusic.com and promo code RADIO to get $10 off.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, my people. Welcome back for the final time here on a beautiful, beautiful late Sunday night here in the Valley of the Sun, where I come to you each and every Sunday live, and it's 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time all across the globe, whichever time zone you're in, and maybe a different day somewhere else, because I love the people checking me out on Sirius XM Channel 211 all over the world. Follow me on Twitter, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, didn't get really a lot of time to talk about it, so I'm going to touch it real fast. Manny Machado getting paid $300 million for a 10-year deal. And then you have Bryce Harper getting paid the $330 million for a 13-year deal, setting just a crazy precedence for Major League Baseball moving forward. It was already crazy. I mean, let's be honest here, but really, really just insane numbers when you think about it. And I really think that at the end of the day, it's pretty hard to really get a great return on your investment when you're spending that kind of money in one individual. I'm sorry, but it's just unbelievable to me. And yes, those guys are at least everyday players. You know, look, they're going to go out there and play most days, so you know that you're going to get a lot of what you can out of Bryce Harper. You're going to get a lot of what you can out of Manny Machado. But I really question whether Manny Machado can be the face of a franchise. Bryce Harper, I think the guy's got fire. I like the guy. I think he's interesting. But I think it's just a lot a lot of money to live up to, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, I know the music's playing. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I got to thank Scott, as always, does a wonderful job for me. And everybody, thank you for listening. I'm Andy Dorf. It was the Weekend Recap, and this is always Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.